Governor Malloy, day before last, submitted a budget mitigation package that includes cuts and increases in revenue. Cuts to the tune of $113 million and increases in revenue of, well, close to $190 million. And I thought we would talk to Joe Brennan from the Connecticut Business and Industry Association and get CBIA's take on all of this. So joining us now in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is Joe Brennan. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Joe, what is CBIA's perspective on this budget mitigation package?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for your listeners to understand this was just a series of options that the governor put on the table that actually total a little bit more than the actual projected deficit right now. And given the politics of the legislature, I think it's unlikely that a lot of these things are going to be enacted, particularly raising the sales tax up to 6.9%. That's going to probably not have enough support in the legislature to get through. And also the $55 million cut to municipalities. A lot of legislators are very concerned about the impact that has on their home districts. So, you know, and those are the two biggest portions of what the governor put on the table. So I think we're going to be back where we were over the last number of months, where legislative leaders will get in the room and try to figure out how to do this. But, you know, they don't even plan on coming in to address the current deficit. They're more interested in dealing with this Medicaid problem that has popped up after the budget was passed. So I think we're just, it's just a point in time in another kind of long slog in trying to figure out how we can balance our budget.
Joe, does it concern your membership, though, when we're hearing conversation about raising the sales tax, raising the hotel tax, raising the restaurant tax, raising the real estate conveyance tax, raising the cigarette tax, raising the cigar tax? I can go on and on. Does that concern your membership?
Yeah, that concerns our membership. But what I think concerns our membership more is just this ongoing pattern that seems like we've been in forever now of deficits, followed by tax increases, followed by spending cuts, followed by more deficits. It's just like this never-ending pattern. So this budget was just adopted recently, and we supported most of the things that were in the budget, but now it's $208 million in deficit. And then, as you know, once this biennium is over, we're looking at a combined deficit over the next 2 years of approaching $4 billion. So we just can't seem to get out of this pattern, and there's a lot of underlying reasons for it, which are really, really troubling, not just for our members, but I think for everybody in the state of Connecticut.
What do you think some of those reasons are?
Well, clearly there has been a flow of wealth out of the state of Connecticut. You know, family incomes of those families that are leaving compared to family incomes of those families that are coming in, there's a big discrepancy. A lot more wealth in people that are leaving than people that are coming in. Also, just on withholding taxes, if you look at the last several months in Connecticut, we've had some pretty serious job losses after some pretty good job gains in the first half of 2017. So if you have, 6,000, 8,000 fewer people working, obviously that's going to bring less tax revenue into the state of Connecticut. So that's what I mean when I'm saying the really troubling trends that are underlying these deficits. And the bottom line is just lack of sufficient economic growth in Connecticut compared to other states in our region and other states across the country, particularly as the stock market is doing well, as the overall economy in the U.S., it's not, record heights, but it's starting to creep up toward 3% growth while we've been, struggling to get to 1%, now a little bit over 1% growth. So that is what really fuels these ongoing deficits that we're struggling with.
Well, I think that's got to be the most frustrating part, the fact that when you look at job creation in the state, in addition to the persistent deficits and the small growth per quarter in Connecticut, the fact that we are one of only two states, Joe, that has not recovered all of the jobs lost from the Great Recession.
You hate to just cite all these troubling statistics. Just a new report out yesterday that shows Connecticut's pension is the worst in the country as far as being underfunded. And then we've got the issue of the federal tax bill, which, has a lot of good things in there. I think it's really important to lower the corporate rate in the U.S. And there's also lowering rates for so-called pass-through entities, most small businesses. But then there's speculation or some, concern that on the personal income tax side, with losing deductions for property taxes and for state and local taxes, and other deductions, that could actually hurt Connecticut and drive more wealth out of the state. So, yeah, there's a lot of troubling things out there. As we keep saying, Connecticut has enormously good assets here, from the types of businesses we have, the world-class companies, a great workforce, a great location. We've got all these assets, but we just can't get out of our way sometimes and grow our economy at the rate we need to because of some bad policy choices. And we're trying to undo those bad policy choices, but they're things we got into over decades, and unfortunately it takes a while to reverse them.
Talking with Joe Brennan from CBIA, have you gotten any feedback from your membership as far as this tax plan at the federal level?
Just anecdotal information. There's not been any big meetings on it yet. We're planning some, but it's just more anecdotal, talking to some of the tax experts at the law firms and accounting firms, the people that do this stuff for a living, as well as the tax professionals at some of our companies. And as I said, on the business tax side, there's a lot of good things there. As I'm sure you know, there's a lot of money profits that are kept overseas by Connecticut companies and U.S. companies because of the fact that our corporate rate is the highest in the industrialized world. So lowering that rate is a very good thing. Also lowering rates for small business is a good thing. But on the personal income tax side, as I indicated earlier, there is concern about the impact that the loss of these deductions will have.
Well, there almost seems to be, if not an impact on the negative side, a wash in that, Joe. You might be getting a tax break on one side, but then you're giving it up on the other side.
Yeah, you know, even on the individual side, rates can come down so you can get the benefit of the rate reduction, but then losing deductions can skew it the other way. So, you know, there's always the law of unintended consequences, and when you're dealing with a massive bill like this that gets changed regularly, there's even changes yesterday made trying to shore up the last couple of votes, until it gets enacted and you see how it's going to affect behavior of taxpayers, it's really hard to determine the impact it's going to have. We're just going to have to let it play out.
Yeah, getting back to the mitigation package and the persistent deficits that we face, does CBIA have any kind of suggestions as to what the legislature should do to balance this current budget, which is now, of course, out of balance again?
Well, you know, we've got to take a look at it because you know, we've been talking for years and putting forward some specific recommendations that we work with the Connecticut Institute for the 21st Century and other groups on recommendations around long-term care, around corrections, around privatization. And a lot of those things have begun to be adopted by the legislature and been implemented at the administration level. But obviously they're not enough. So we've got to go back and look at all these recommendations that we and others have put forward and try to identify further areas that we can reduce spending, because I know, you know, nobody likes to cut programs and reduce spending, but I really believe and have believed for a while now that going back to the tax side and, you know, increasing sales taxes or income taxes or corporate taxes are only going to make the matters worse. And I think we've seen evidence over that over the last several years. We're really at the law of diminishing returns here. The more you raise these things, the less money they're going to bring in because of the location decisions that they force on people. So, you know, we're going through line by line trying to identify other areas that we can suggest to bring this budget back into balance. But at this point, you know, it's not easy, because if you look at over the last 3 years, we've had about $6 billion in accumulated deficits, and for the most part, no broad-based tax increases to close them. There certainly have been increases to tobacco taxes and hospital taxes and other things, but no broad-based tax increases. But there have been a lot of reductions to programs, and, you know, to identify further cuts at this point is not easy.
Well, it's going to be a wild ride come 2018, so perhaps we ought to enjoy the next couple of weeks. Hey, Joe, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for spending some time with us. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and your family and everybody at CBIA.